Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have some news from the Philippines, along with a plethora of music, along with some community announcements as well. In regards to some community announcements, a few weeks back, the organization, the Council on Asian Pacific Minnesota, had their banquet. It was the first time they'd done so since before COVID started, and they had the Minnesota Teacher of the Year, Sarah Lancaster, as the guest speaker, who is half Filipina, who grew up, if I remember correctly, in Onamia, Minnesota, and she spoke about her life experience there growing up in that smaller town in Minnesota. That same night, the Council on Asian Pacific Minnesotans gave an award to two people from the Filipino American community, Ramon and Sarah Puerto, for their humanitarian work. Unfortunately, Mr. Ramon Puerto was not there because he had passed away a few months ago, I believe earlier in the summer, but his wife, Sarah, who was one of the recipients along with their family, and I think their son, Ramel, was one of the people that went up with his mother in regards to accepting the distinguished honor. There seemed to be a really big turnout from local Filipino community leaders in support of the Puertos on the work that they do in the community. So congratulations to the Puertos for the humanitarian work that they do here in Minnesota, also along back in the Philippines. Also, last week marked the fourth year anniversary of APOY, or apoyminneapolis.com, the restaurant, which is owned by the brothers Sherwin Resurrection and Sean Navstav, has been thriving, also making some national lists as one of the go-to spots in regards to Minnesota, in regards to Filipino food in this fine state. As of late, we've seen articles in both the Minneapolis-St. Paul magazine and, I believe, the Minnesota Monthly that highlight the various restaurants, mainly highlighting the newest, or one of the newer restaurants, Calzada, which translates to street, which is located in St. Paul, which likes to bill themselves as modern Filipino in regards to their interpretation of Filipino cuisine. But we must give kudos to APOY, who at the around the same time that they started Mi Casa Su Casa, which was a fusion of Filipino and Mexican food, which probably opened a month before APOY started around the same time. But unfortunately, the existence of Mi Casa Su Casa only lasted about 9 months or so, but the owners of Mi Casa Su Casa are now the owners of Orale, which is literally a few miles away from APOY in Minneapolis, which mainly focuses on Mexican-American dishes. It is a sister restaurant to Anadeli's, which is located in Richfield, which serves as a restaurant and a grocery. But there are some Filipino-inspired ingredients on the Orale menu. But kudos to APOY, because without APOY having the longevity that they have in the very competitive and at times very stressful restaurant scene in Minnesota, they kind of opened the door for more Filipino restaurants to spring up, and that's Band of Time. We've seen Manila Sizzling Grill and Walk. We have seen Pinoy Fusion move away from the food truck into Phil Oriental as a deli, which is now owned by the owners of Pinoy Fusion, the Quiñones family. And we've seen Indice Kitchen, which is a food truck, but they also opened up their brick and mortar in Cocina, which is located in Moundsview, adjacent to Filipino Village. And at times, I know you can get food at Asian Mart in Burnsville, but they don't necessarily highlight who is cooking the food there or how regular the food is being served. But those are some of the places within the Twin Cities where you can get Filipino cuisine. And also, a few days out of the week, you can also get Halo Halo from the likes of Snack Lux, which is located inside of Bamboo in Oakdale, along with and also several other dishes that you can get there of Filipino and world cuisine. And then you have Sweet Lola's Halo Halo, which also is being featured at least the last 2 months within Calzada, as Halo Halo is their specialty as well. In regards to some other community announcements here in the Twin Cities, this past Friday, there was an opening of an art exhibit at McAllister College by an artist by the name of Stephanie Saijuko. And the name of her art exhibit is Blow-Ups, Reprints, and Reversals. Stephanie pushes an already complex relationship with images and creating an analog display that moves between physical and digital archives. And this exhibit runs from September 23rd through December 4th at McAllister College. Hopefully, before this exhibit is finished, hopefully we can try to get her on the show to discuss her exhibition of this world-renowned artist. In regards to some other community announcements, our friends from Canada at FAWIS, of the Filipino American Association of Wisconsin, will be celebrating their 50th anniversary dinner dance on October the 1st at the Sonesta Hotel and Resort at the 10499 West Innovative Drive in Wasota, Wisconsin. For more information in regards to this event, you can go to their website at www.faawis.org. In regards to some other community announcements we have here on the Filipino American National News, also on October 1st, there is a concert of John Morales, who was here last year, but this year she's being accompanied by Gabby Concepcion, who will actually be playing a song of his on the show. And this will be taking place at the Nissan Sports Bar and Grill at 4851 123rd Street in Savage, Minnesota. Doors open at 5. The concert starts at 7. For more information in regards to this, you can contact Susan Hader at 612-968-9826. And in regards to our last community announcement for the evening, on Saturday, November the 12th, the Phil Minnesotan Association will be celebrating their 70th FMA annual ball, which is also celebrating 70 years of service. And this will be taking place at the Hilton Minneapolis, located at in Bloomington, Minnesota. And we'll have more details in regards to this event as they come out. But as we said earlier, we're going to play our first song of the evening. It is from Gabby Concepcion. We'll be here next week on October the 1st. And this is Gabby Concepcion's track, Lisa Ba Lamang.
Isa pa lamang ang inaasam-asam, ang nakalipas di maari balikan. At kahit iba na ang minamahal mo, kung sino man ang siyang may-ari ng iyong puso, ang bawat pangalan, kalaro, kaibigan, isa pa lamang ang minahal ko ng ganito. Saan dinami-dami ng aking nakapiling, kung sino-sino ang umibig sa akin. Isa pa lamang ang inaasam-asam, ang nakalipas di maaaring balikan. Kahit iba na ang minamahal mo, kung sino man ang siyang may-ari ng iyong puso, ang bawat pangalan, kalaro, kaibigan, isa pa lamang ang minahal ko ng ganito. At kahit iba na siyang may-ari ng iyong puso, ang bawat pangalan, kalaro, kaibigan, iisa pa lamang, isa pa lamang, isa pa lamang ang minahal ko ng ganito.
Once again, that was Gabby Concepcion with Lisa Ba Lamang. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on the airwaves at 90.3 FM, online at kfai.org/Filipino American National News, and you can also hear us via the KFAI app, which you can get via Google Play or the Apple Store. But for right now, we're going to head over to the news desk. And this comes from ABS-CBN. A group of activists staged a lightning protest inside the Asia Society headquarters in New York City, where President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. delivered a speech. The activists, who were successfully in entering the venue despite very tight security, sat themselves down as they chanted, "Never again to martial law." Security personnel had to drag some protesters away from the venue after they refused to leave. The activists also slammed the Asia Society, a global nonprofit corporation, for inviting Marcos Jr. to speak. "Shame on you, Asia Society, for giving a platform to Marcos Jr.," one of the activists shouted. "How dare you?" September 21 was the anniversary of the declaration of martial law. The Marcos family plundered millions of people's money, another protester said. The lightning rally was among a series of protests mounted by military groups to denounce President Marcos Jr.'s working visit in the United States. Marcos is currently in the U.S., where no early Wednesday, he spoke for the first time at the General Assembly at the UN headquarters, highlighting various issues, including bidding for a UN Council seat for the Philippines. He also met with U.S. President Joe Biden. Before meeting Biden, he also met with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, former United Kingdom Prime Minister Tony Blair, and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. Prior to those meetings, Marcos also addressed the American business community at the Philippine Economic Briefing held at the Carlyle Hotel in New York City. And for right now, we're going to play our second song from an evening from the group One Voice, who had garnered some success on the mainstream level with their song When You Think About Me, which was featured, I believe, on an MTV movie series that they had featured on the MTV network. And then, as many groups do, they sometimes break up for a time, and three of the original five members came back together in the last couple of years to reform the group. The other two members, children are a little more younger and don't necessarily want to go back into the grind of singing, but they all still remain friends. But the name of this song from One Voice is entitled Passion.
Thank you.
And once again, that was One Voice with their song Passion. And we do have some time for one last article from the news desk. And this comes from PBS.org. A powerful typhoon slammed into the northeastern Philippines on Sunday and was barreling across main Luzon Island toward the capital of a densely populated path where thousands have been evacuated to safety. Typhoon Noru hit the coastal town of Boredos on Poluo Island in Quezon Province shortly before nightfall, with a sustained wind of 195 kilometers and gusts up to 240 kilometers per hour. It was expected to weaken slightly when it hit the Sierra Madre Mountains range, but will also remain dangerously furious, forecasters said. The typhoon is strong, and we live by the sea, said Marilyn Yubatan, who left her shanty in Manila with her two young daughters. If we fall into the water, I don't know where I will end up with my children. The typhoon gained considerable strength from a storm with sustained winds of 85 kilometers per hour on Saturday into a super typhoon just 24 hours later in an explosive intensification over the open sea. Vicente Manalo, who heads the country's weather agency, told the Associated Press. Thousands of villagers were evacuated and some forcibly from the typhoon's path, as well as from mountainside village prone to landslide and flash floods. Coastal communities could be hit by a tidal surge as high as 3 meters in Quezon Province, including the Poluo Islands nearby Aurora Province. And that is from the PBS.org. For our last song of the evening, we are going to play a song from an artist by the name of Jay Rice. And the name of this song is entitled Cry. This was a music video that was directed by Patricio Janelsa, whose film Lumpia with a Vengeance is hitting nationally in markets that have Regal theaters this Friday, the 30th of September. Unfortunately, here in Minnesota, the last Regal theater we have was in Eagan, which closed some time ago, and I believe there is one theater, and I think it might be going south toward past Rochester area that will be screening Olympia with a Vengeance. But if you're looking to see some more Filipino-American films here in the community, definitely hit up your local theaters in regards to showing more representation of films such as Lumpia with a Vengeance. But for right now, we are going to play that song Cry by Jay Rice. Stay tuned for sound effects.
This is a fight we have to finish once and for all.
Making up toss and turning, long after you're gone. I see you closing the phone and a pic's on our wall at 6 in the morning. So complicated. Tell me, baby, there's a better way. But it's hard, it is hard. It's hard, it ain't good. Now I watch you cry. But it's hard, it is hard. I never meant to lie. Now I watch you cry.
Programming is supported by North Point Health and Wellness Center, located at Penn and Plymouth in North Minneapolis. This summer, North Point reminds you that if you feel sick, check for COVID symptoms, start wearing your mask, get tested, and stay home if you test positive. And remember to get your COVID vaccine. North Point Health and Wellness Center is now vaccinating children 6 months and older against COVID-19. For more information, please visit northpointhealth.org.
Programming is supported by the Science Museum of Minnesota, wrapping up a summer of outer space adventures. As summer draws to a close, guests can experience the science of space right in St. Paul on the planet Earth, featuring